Webs land. You are, of course, tuned into the Eternal Now. On WFMU.org. My name is Andy Ortman. Curating today's sonic menu. Crazy week this week. A roller coaster of a week. What better way to start it off other than with the Swingers? Bay Hey Be Dao. This was from a JCPenney promo 45. Back when JCPenney was making records. Soothing sounds to calm the nerves today. Up next, Larry Austin interviewing LaBarbara. From a compilation, The Virtuoso in the Computer Age. Without any further delays.
Oftentimes I'm thinking of sounds as elements in a painting, so that I'm adding something because I need a particular texture or an element to the texture.
Orchestrating.
I'm orchestrating, yeah.
You have a sense, of course, when you're making your sounds, often you're recording a track and another track and another track.
Uh-huh.
And so this is part of your orchestration.
It's part of the process. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I find that I need that pretty sound. It's taken me a while to give myself permission to make that pretty sound, to include the pretty sounds. But I'm getting more to that point now, where I'm giving myself permission to run the whole gamut of sounds and not just to focus on the nether world.
Your image of play out there was visual, but to realize in sound, what did that first sound sound like?
See, it's not one sound. It's just as I think clay didn't, I mean, you didn't take the paint right out of the tube. You mix the paint. Even with a sound block, which is a single pitch, you're blending the colors that are available by adding in those overtones. So you give a shape to that block and you give depth to the color. And then as you build block on block, what you've done with the shaping and the coloring adds to the thickness of the sound that you're creating.
Pretty sound. And he's dizzy all the time, and he's running 106. Yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin, and yes. And he's dizzy all the time, and he's running 106.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin. Yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin, and yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin, and I gave him the antibiotics.
Have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin, and I gave him the antibiotics, and I gave him the antibiotics all the time, and he's running 106.
Well, have you been doing what I recommended?
Yes, I've given him an awful lot of aspirin.
In the grooves of this record is the sound of the evening started with the electronic equipment distributed in separate rooms. This album, Variations, recording of a concert, Variations 4 by John. In each room was a complete record players, radio tuners, tape recorders, and so on, would be inserted into the system. Such as the mic on the would be inserted into the front of the entrance, so that the sound of the traffic could be inserted into the system at will. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of either John, so the traffic could be inserted into the system at will. In each room was an operator on system at will. In each room was an operator under the personal supervision of either John, tape recorders, mixers, and so on. Many of the speakers and tied a microphone to his Adam's apple and drinking a glass of water.
Yes, I've given an awful lot of aspirin. Robert, are you a real doctor? I just wonder that. I mean, are you an MD?
Yes.
Are you a real doctor? I just wonder that. I mean, are you I'll just open my mouth.
Let me look. Say
Let me just tell that. Are you a real doctor? I just wonder that. I mean, are you I tell you, it's been the most thrilling thing that ever happened to me to say that Dr. Schweitzer exists. Thrilling thing that ever happened to me to say that Dr. Schweitzer.
Let me look. Say
Oh, Oh, Yeah.
Okay, we are here again, back from an eclectic set. Soothing sounds, or so they say. We just heard there from Philip Jeck, from the album Cardinal, Bend the Knee, Part 5. Brought to you by the Touch label in the year 2015. The prolific Philip Jeck. Just in front of that, from 1976, Camille Sauvage. A track called Funny Seven. From an album, Seven Drums Concerto. In front of that, Panasonic. With an album from 2014, Oxastus. And the track there was 4 minutes 35 seconds. The inimitable Panasonic. In front of that, Vyacheslav Ganelin. Simultamente, if I'm saying any of that correctly, it'll be easier to read on the playlist. Let's say that. Before that, Don Vogley. It's my birthday. I mean, it's not, but that's the name of the track. From his album Oscillations 2. 1973, produced by the University of Wisconsin Extended Imprint. Is Don Vogley not responsible for NPR's Fresh Air theme music? Before that, Gazelle Rekod, a track called Immersion, from a compilation album, Electroacoustic 1980-87, brought to you by the Tenzier label in the year 2013. Before that, the Unholy Alliance of Merzbow and Ladybird, from their challenging album from 1998 entitled Balance. This was a CD with Merzbow in one channel and Ladybird, the sort of pop sounds, in the other channel. Relentless. In front of that, Robert Reggini. Track Hallucination Strip 2 from the compilation Obscure Psychedelic Manuscripts from Italian Cinema 1967 to 1975. Before that, excerpt from A Nurse with Wounds. Registered Nurse. The full version can be found on the Ladies Home Tickler album. The lineup on this one being Jim Thirlwell, William Bennett, and Steve Stapleton. I believe from 1981. And we did start off with Larry Austin. Track where he's interviewing and then manipulating the words of Jean Le Barbre. I'd actually never heard that one before today. With that being said, I think my work here is done. I again appreciate you joining in for the day's festivities. Perhaps if you liked this, you can like it again next week, because that's what we're going to be doing. More of the same, yet different. Hope everyone's doing okay out there. If not good, you have been listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Orton for WFMU.org.